Dus in dat week na het feestje, Achilles daar had. Dan weet je wie talking also. Somebody that his daughter was in Shidduchim for a very short period of time. Basically before she started, somebody came up to them and right away worked. Okay, so he told me that he wants a chat that says koshes divugim shom kriyas yamsuf. So Tosafot says the way kriyas yamsuf worked was they didn't go from side A to side B. They went in and then they went back to the same side. They made a U basically. So now we know that there were 12 paths, U they showed. So the ones in the inner path, they went very quickly. On the outer path, they took much longer. So he said you have a different path, something goes quicker, something takes longer. So I couldn't tell this to him because he had a short one. I'm more used to the longer version. So I said to myself afterwards, who is better off? It's not supposed to, because it says when they in the Yamsuf itself they had this tremendous Gilim, Rosh Hashanah, B'yam, Hashanah. So the ones that had a longer path, they had a longer time, and Kiyos Elikim. So if you think of the Moshel, when you're in the Yisrael, like you're waiting for it to get over. And sure, the stars will get over, but while we're in there, we have to take advantage of it. You know, there's something special about it also, the time you need a kosher book more than that and the stars. So if you take everything right, everything has its place.
Well, it's also like the Yahoo, which is davening for children.
Yeah.
It's davening for us ourselves.
Yeah. I have a line for that also, by the way. He's saying that Hashem sometimes pushes things off because he wants us feelings. So you make up with Hashem and say that don't worry, after that I'll continue davening also. The problem is I think I should have better. But I heard a pshat also in that. There was a cute pshat. Sometimes Kralos Adeyu, who needs feelings? If you smile for somebody else, you get answered first. So what this person wants to take shot on it, like you say. Hashem is mishaven tefilos tzaddikim. So sometimes you don't get it because he wants his feet. But if you misbal to other people, so he's getting his feelings anyway. So there's no reason for him to push over. Okay. Page Tov Zayin. Kitivne by his body, the season Makal Gagetha, Loisosan, Domin, the Serpo, people and Loisan men. It says when you build a new house, you have a chiv to put a fence around the roof, so that you should not cause Chas V'Shalom somebody to fall off the roof and die. The Lashon is Yipo had Loisan, a person who was anyway falling. So Rashi brings the Gemara that says, the Torah calls this person who was destined to fall. A person could say, why do I have to put up a mark in my roof? Whoever is destined to fall will fall. It's going to happen no matter what. So the Gemara continues, it's true that he's destined to fall. The question is, are you going to be the one that's going to bring out this destiny or not? You're going to be the Magalga of the Sfus and Magalga of the Choy. In the Yochel Tarts Asma in Shirim, Haloi Noifu Magalga of the Vada Yochel Misa Lashamay. Person is something unfortunate comes out of his behavior, you shouldn't say, oh, come in the Shamay. Leagia Oynish Al Mashal Yosemaka. Because it's true. But who said you had to be the one to pick, make yourself responsible for this. Whereas a person always has to look at life as I have certain responsibilities. My job is to keep my responsibility. My job is not to carry Hashem's Hashgoch. We have the common thing between fundraisers and the people that are raising the funds from. Fundraisers tell the people that you raise that they have the funds. You should know that all the money you have is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all to give it out to other people. And one who has the fund says, it's an Indian for a person to go around a lot and from Sarah Agra, to give the whole thing one shot, you can lose all your Yom Haba. What's the problem? Everybody's making other friends. You have to make your own judgment. cannot, the fundraiser should look at himself that he's being the zakah of the other person, but well, that person will decide to lose that. Another person has to do what he can to help. We very often confuse the things for at our convenience. This is also included in what we saw in the previous piece about there was a taina and Chizkiyahu HaMelech that why are you not getting married because you know Hashemai, this child will not be the Seder. That's Hashem says for you. You have to do what you have to do. It's a very important thing in life. We have to find out what does the Torah want from us in this situation and not make cheshbonos other than that. But sometimes the cheshbonos have to take into account because that is clear what Hashem wants. But it's clear what Hashem wants. You don't have to be afraid how it's going to have a negative effect, a positive effect on what you're doing. The Malayfa is the Ipo Migadoi, Ipo Minashimayim. Even though that person was destined to die, but you were the cause, you're going to get punished. We see throughout history that many times people have nisyonos, and in our own lives have nisyonos, that the Yetzer Hara gets into the picture and gives all kinds of questions. Why is it right to do something wrong? Don't be honest, because if you can be honest, you can lose out. All kinds of things like that. But if right now the love is supposed to be honest, then you're not going to lose out. You don't have to be concerned. That's the rule of success in life. If we go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we'll succeed. Today is Shavuos Betamuz. It's already now Shavuos Betamuz. Beginning of the 3 weeks. And the Ika Avoida, a fast day, is Tshuva. When a person can't fast, she fasts for Tshuva. Can't party himself for Tshuva because of the fees of fast also. But the Ika of the fast is Tshuva. And time to Ms. Boylin. And the days that cause the Chuvim Beis HaMikdash. Because if we don't have Beis HaMikdash yet, then we're lacking something in that. So we know the Gemara Yuma says that after Chesed the days, that by Sheni was Necha because of Sinus Chinam. Sinus Chinam. Had Kedekach, that the Gemara says that even the first Beis HaMikdash is destroyed because of the Rosh Shivas Domin. But in some ways, the Aveira of Sinas Chinam was worse than the Aveira of the three Shemitah Aveiras. The Gemara discusses it, and the Maskana is that Pnuy Lechem Abir, the first place in Mikdash was rebuilt after the 70, and the second place in Mikdash came around after 70 years, and now it's long gone, and we have not yet repaired the what shall we call it? The Beis HaMikdash, we have the Beis HaMikdash, which means that we're not yet stopping Sinas Chinam. So the obvious question is, how can it be that Sinas Chinam is worse than the three Megaveiros? There's no punishment for Sinas Chinam. The other ones have death penalty, all three of them. So when the Gaon explains, and he says it's written that Gemara, tremendous Chiddush, that the Gemara there says, the Rishonim, they were Rishonim, but Tolo Bitchoinim Vakodesh Baruch Hu. That was the mind of the first. We don't understand it, but they had very strong Yitzharas. You learn another 60 blot into the Masechta, you find out that there's such a powerful Yitzhar of a Yitzhar in that period of time, that at the end of that period, the Chazal, when was found, they were battled with Yitzhar of a Yitzhar, because Yitzhar can handle it. But the Yitzhar was a tougher character in those days, and the Menei, they were initial in these three Abeirs. But Tal B'Tchoyim B'Hashem, it's also hard to understand, but that's the way it was. That deep down, they really recognized and they lived their lives with the fact that Hashem is running the world. They just had certain urges, certain Yetzirahs that were so powerful that it caused them to look away from it. But on a regular basis, they were living with the Tov and Hashem. Whereas, in the Abayah Sheni, even though the Isaac and Torah, Mil Sasodim, they were externally on a much higher level, but there was Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is a function of lack of the Tov and Hashem. How's that so? So it's a common nekudah. The most basic nekudah is that the natural state of Klal Yisrael is that we should all feel we're one unit, we're all connected. We're in the Am Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're born like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're brothers and sisters, even more than that. Yishami says that Klal Yisrael is like one goof. Like a cat, and if a marshal is, if a person trips on his foot, then he won't hurt his arm won't hit the foot because he caused him to fall. Because he knows that it's all part of one goof, and maybe you don't gain anything by hitting the other person. That's Klal Yisrael. And together with that, we believe that everything that happens in our life was orchestrated by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem wouldn't want us to go through that frustration. He would arrange this person wouldn't do anything to us. And Hashem let it happen because whatever Cheshbon Hashem had. So basically, the person has a full, complete feeling of Bitachon Hashem. That he's totally in the hands of Hashem, and Hashem knows exactly what's going on. And what Hashem lets happen is because Hashem let it happen, and Hashem would not want it to happen, he would stop it. And the fact that this thing happened to me is because that's something Hashem wanted me to go through. And therefore, I would not take it personally. Even if somebody did something to me, which was unpleasant, it wouldn't cause me to get into a state of sin to that person. Because number one is I know that it was something that was destined to come to me by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you can have a taina, like we say now, okay, in the Chanani, it was destined that it should come to me, but he picked to be the Shliach of Hashem, that's a reason to be Sainim. No, it's also not a reason to be Sainim. Because what's the reason why I really Sainim is? Because he did it to me. If I hear that the same person did it to somebody else, I don't hate him because he's not a good person, he's doing the same thing to somebody else. It's the person in front, I take it personally. I was saying, if a person has real bitachon, he would never take anything personal. That person did something wrong. And chanami is to be chazir tshuva, just like if you would do the same thing to somebody else. Chanami. To try to help him be chazir tshuva. If I can't do it myself, it's a mitzvah teichocha. To help him be chazir tshuva. If he's not going to listen to me, try to find some other way. It's powerful, whatever I can do. But the feeling of sinner, the feeling that I don't want to have a shaggis to him, or I want to get back at him, or whatever it is. That's because I don't have the picture right. If I have the picture right, that I live with that picture, that Hashem is really running the world, and everything that I'm interacting with in the course of my life is also guided to me by Kodesh Baruch Hu, then I never have those feelings of sin. Like I said, there's different levels. There's a level of Klal, not being insulted. Yes, insulted, but Akoponim afterwards I regroup and I realize not a personal thing. So the fact that in the Vayishena there was a sin of Sechinim that showed a lack of Bitachon Hashem. And that's a more intrinsic problem. That's the Vilna Gaon says is amazing. Pshat says, Toiv Tzipolon shel Yishenim Mikreisim shel Achreinim. The fingernails of the previous generation were better than the stomach of the second generation. So obvious question, what does toenails and fingernails have to do and stomachs have to do with anything? It says a portion of Pshat. It's not a portion of Pshat. A genius Pshat, what do you want to call it? That we know that Balei Chayim have two simonim of kashrus. One is the simon of Malagavia, and the other one is Mephrestus Pausa. Which they symbolize also bad meters. The ones that have claws and they attack. That shows a certain level of zoris, also lack of being happy with what they have, of the chap, other things. So that's a simen tuma external in the hand. It shows that the external behavior of the animal is not something which is compatible with the Jewish nation. Another one is malagero, which means also he doesn't have the food and right away swallow it and digest it. It's a whole process, regurgitates it. The lack of malakir also represents that idea of also running after the tigers and controlling whatever else it is. So basically, those two simonim of the keres and the hands and the feet of the animal are two simonim of improper behavior. So that's what we want to say. The rishonim, their simon tumah was external simon tumah. Their actions were not good. They did the three big averes, but inside the tefillin, the stomach, the eternal chastar of them was the seichel. They would tell the chayim back on the shvul. Over the second generation, the chanani, the tziporim was good. They behaved nicely. They were learning Torah and doing chesed, whatever. But inside, they didn't have the same entire. They didn't have the right attitude towards life. That was the problem.
The previous point about not heeding the messenger. So persons say, well, they try and punish. Either they did more than they should have, or
they so they were punishing. That's it's not a reason for us to hate them. You have to hate them.
If a person chose to be just not culpable for that,
he's going to get punished. He'll get punished for that. That's what we've read today also. You shouldn't rely on the fact that you're being a shlich of Hashem. If you're being a shlich to do something bad, you'll get your punishment for it. And Chanami, you should try to mask the truth of it. It's not a personal thing between me and him. I see somebody misbehaving, so that's what I'm saying. If he insults the other person, I should just... the same way I feel when I see insulting somebody else, I feel when he's helping me. It's the same idea. It happens to me that I'm the one, I'm the Kohen that he decided to be shliach for today. He's a shliach neman, he's always going to be insulting people. That's a sinner for something else. That's a sinner. For if you see a person in Russia who is trying to get people to do avarice, so that's an echanami. You're not doing it because of a personal reason. But the sinner's thing we're talking about is because he did something to you. You know, like the mice, I think I told you once, they say there's a rabbi that was complaining to Rav Steinem that in this kila there's not enough kavod haTorah. And at the end of the conversation, Rav Steinem said, "It's interesting, I didn't know your name was haTorah." He was saying it. He thought it was a kanoi, so the same as Shemayim. Everybody has the worst things people do with same as Shemayim. It's just reading now, the unbelievable history repeats itself. Somebody put up a sefer on Reb Chaim Oizer. Amazing sefer, all kind of artifacts that nobody remembers, or maybe they shouldn't even remember. They're like very, very articulate, very interesting things. So I thought it was one volume. This one out of three volumes. This was the first volume was till he was 47 years old. His first years of the Rabbanus. So one of the things over there was that was really worthwhile saying. No, it's a muscle that there's a certain rabbi that got officially appointed as some type of chief rabbi. This is we're talking about 100 years ago. More than 100 years ago, before the state of Israel. I think Turkish or English, I don't know who's there. Anyway, so in the Rabban of Yerushalayim, Shmuel Salant was not a modern Orthodox rabbi, he was pretty charedi. He and some other Rabban came out to him, got this new robe, gave him covers. And then one of the big Rabban from Chutzlar said, wrote him a letter. How could you give him COVID? Everybody here in Chutzlars knows that person's not mistaken and everything else. He writes back, and I get to hold all these letters, by the way. And when Rav Shmuel Salant writes him back, he says, I don't understand why you're relying on all these Rabbanim of Chutzlars. They're getting information that somebody has this interest, and he's saying that this Rav is not mistaken. We're living over here, and we know the situation. And, so, with everything, people are always doing things with Shem Shemayim that are causing all kinds of machalikas and other things that are not necessary. It's interesting because this Reb Chaim Oizer was the one who wrote him the letter that, and he got it back from Shmuel Salant. But there's a letter many years later from Chaim Oizer wrote. I guess when he was older, and over there is an interesting thing. There was a machlokes in Germany. As you do, in Germany there's a machlokes at the time of Stam Shlomo Hirsch, the Herzberger wrote. The whole machlokes had a interact with Reform and everybody else. People don't know, but Samson Choresh was a big kanoi. He wasn't, the term there has he held because he held that was something for the kingdom of the tzibur over there, but in certain things it was very, anyway. So the writer of Chaim Oizer that it's already a generation or two after that period of time of Sansofodos. So Avadi, they'll be around. We wouldn't ask you to get involved. But now they're not around anymore. We want you to try to be Machriya or something. So he writes back a beautiful letter. He says that if you ask me a Shaila Halacha, I'm the greatest, well, he didn't write those words, but I'm an authority, that I have the authority to be my Pesach Halacha. But if you tell me Hanhoga how to act in your place, he says, I don't live here. I don't know the sensitivities of the situation to make a decision. And he says, and I have a riot, because in the time of Samson Hirsch and Hanami, I wasn't around, but the Malbim was around, the other Gedolei Yisrael, they didn't get involved because of the same reason. So, we're not Gedolei Yisrael, we're not getting involved in anything, but everybody, sometimes we take opinions about this and about that, and sometimes it's just better, you know, if you're not involved in the thing. לא, לא יודע. לא יודע. לא משאל כבר ירע, זה כן.
אני לא יודע.
Interesting things of that era. Anyway, so that's what's saying today. It's a tkufa now of Shivas Vatamas, of trying to misakin Sinas Chinam, and Sinas Chinam, like we're saying, is unnecessary period between members of Klal Yisrael. And it's nothing to do with a lot of people. When they talk about Avos Yisrael, they talk about what they call peaceful coexistence, which means I really have nothing to do with you and I don't agree with anything you do. And if there's no common denominator, but I don't want to fight with you. Maybe it's better than not fighting, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about to find the common denominators in Klal Yisrael. And find the redeeming qualities and focus on that and try and mechazik that part of each other. And the parts that we disagree in, and the chanami. We don't have to give in, and sometimes you don't even have to sit together with them. Sometimes it's not healthy to sit together. But that's not sinus chinu, that's because it's sometimes the best way to live the shalom is not to interact less. But even so, at this point, it shouldn't be good. Transformed into, number one, is children should be transformed into a personal affront because somebody thinks different than me, or even someone does not something nice to me. That's also bichlal sinus chinam. That's a chiddush. People think, what do you mean? Sinus chinam, what they don't have? You know, people are talking about sinus chinam, they say, don't just hate a guy for no reason. But when my neighbor starts building his porch without asking for permission, oh, that's a real good reason to make machlokes. You know, well, if you have sometimes a very nice person doing that, it's wrong. You have a halakha to do it. You go to bed and you make a decision. If you're right, good, and if not. But to have that personal affront between two people, that nothing justifies that. Because, like we said, number one is, we were saying that we're talking that this situation was set up by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and something was to deal with in the proper fashion, not through sinner, and also through the recognition of this bigger picture that Klal Yisrael is in Kuf Echad. And together with that, all the politics and all that stuff we hear, as much as we can, not get overly involved in it, not take sides and not take opinions. We have enough leaders that they can obey the right things to do. He says, one of the generals who before one of these mifsayim wants very much to speak to Rabbi Yashu, what his opinion is. Rabbi Yoshe was very short with his time. He didn't want to meet him, but this person was persistent, so he felt it wasn't proper not to meet with him. So the story goes, which if it didn't happen, it definitely could have happened, that this general came in and asked Rabbi Yoshe, what do you think about this potential mitzvah, or whatever it was that we're planning to do? So Rabbi Yoshe said, are you going to listen to my mitzvah? Says, I can't guarantee you. He said, that's the case. We're wasting each other's time. I'm here to give people advice if they want to take it. That's the end of the conversation. That's where he kept himself out of so much unnecessary things. You know. Everybody's there deciding what the prime minister should do, what the president should do, what the other president should do. Yeah. So you ask your opinion about the job. That doesn't make a difference one way or the other way. We always say, one of the basic things we do all do within the time frame that we have is in the south of Galicia. Still these tzaras that are happening all over the world. That's different people. Definitely to bring us, make ourselves more sensitive to one another. Yeah. We should have a good 3 weeks and we should end with Tosom and Zukhur. That's the goal.